We begin this hour by examining a celebrated counter-narcotics squad that went crooked. It happened in the Rio Grande Valley, a place accustomed to seeing public officials led away in handcuffs, and yet many were shocked by this case. The FBI has launched a task force to clean up entrenched public corruption there, and NPR's John Burnett has been looking into some of the misconduct. He began that coverage this morning, and he now brings us this story, The Anatomy of a Rogue Cop.
Jonathan Trevino had been a police officer for only 3 years. At 24, he became commander of a newly created narcotics squad called the Panama Unit. Their charge was to arrest drug dealers who had infested the streets of the city of Mission, and eventually the unit worked all over Hidalgo County.
We were getting well over 30 narcotic arrests a month, and we were seizing thousands of dollars every month for the department.
The squad members were all in their 20s, swaggering and aggressive. The Panama Unit was the pride of the valley until they went to the dark side.
It was bad. What we did, it was real bad. And I'll pay for it for the rest of my life, because that one night, this is what happened.
Jonathan Trevino sits at a long wooden table in a quiet, carpeted room. It's lined with pictures of past wardens of this low-security federal prison in Loretto, Pennsylvania. Trevino wears inmate khakis. He's pale, slender, and serious. At 31, his hair is already flecked with gray. He vividly remembers the 2 a.m. traffic stop that he says started it all. The driver was drunk and high. They found a couple of ounces of cocaine in his car and took him to jail. There was a bag on the front seat, and inside the bag was $50,000.
My partner says, hey, why don't we take some of the money? And I'm looking at him like, I say, did you just ask me that? Because we never talked about going illegal, doing anything corrupt before. So we agree. Let's do it. And later that night, we end up splitting the money. And it was like $3,000 each. That was our first deal. And why did I take the money that day? I don't know.
They got away with it. Soon, the young lawmen were using their badges to escort drug shipments on the highway, and they graduated from stealing drug money to the dope itself. James Sturgis is the federal prosecutor in McAllen who sent them to prison.
In this case, these individuals were actually trafficking themselves.
So the cops actually became drug traffickers?
Yes.
They would identify a trafficker, bust his stash house, confiscate the weed or coke, check a portion of it into the police evidence room, and then resell the remainder to another drug dealer who put it back on the streets. But they had to be careful. Trevino had to make sure they were ripping off an independent dealer, not someone who worked for the murderous Gulf Cartel based across the river in Matamoros.
I never went and took any of the cartel's stuff, because if I would have, I wouldn't be here today. It's plain simple.
The Rio Grande Valley is flooded with dirty money tied to the cartel. One local social scientist estimates 5 to 10% of the valley economy is tied to illegal activity, primarily drugs. This is what investigators call a high temptation environment. In the last 21 years, no fewer than 5 sheriffs have been busted for corruption. And from 2000 to 2013, 13 officers with U.S. Customs and Border Protection went to prison for federal crimes, according to the Center for Investigative Reporting. And that doesn't count all the deputies, constables, and local cops who've been arrested. The Panama Unit was a shocker because the whole squad went rogue. Carlos Cisneros is a Brownsville attorney who writes crime novels set in the valley.
The Panama Unit, these are supposed to be the good guys, the guys that are protecting us and keeping our community safe. And they're just as bad as the bad guys.
People in the valley say Panama's crimes went on for so long, 2 years, because the unit was protected. One officer's father was a city police chief, and Jonathan Trevino's father is Lupe Trevino, who was then the powerful, popular sheriff of Hidalgo County. It was the sheriff who created the Panama Unit and put his son in charge. Harry Jimenez is the deputy special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations, which was a key player in busting the unit.
When you work narcotics, bulk cash smuggling, weapon smuggling, any of these activities generate a lot of money. And you have to have the oversight by independent units within the department. Panama Unit didn't have any oversight. Jonathan reported directly to his father.
Jonathan Trevino made good money for a South Texas cop, $72,000 a year with overtime. He had no family. He lived with his parents. He drove a fancy pickup confiscated from a drug dealer. Harry Jimenez says there were ample warning signs that something wasn't right.
The lifestyles of these police officers evidently showed that there was a lot of influx of money from somewhere else.
This was Panama's favorite restaurant, Lansky and Bratz, the swankiest steakhouse in the valley.
Trevino was generous with his squad. He would pick up a $2,000 tab here. Afterwards, they might cruise over to Stiletto's strip club and take over the VIP room. As the money rolled in, there were gambling trips to casinos in Lake Charles, Louisiana, the Retama Park horse track in San Antonio, and the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Life was good while it lasted.
But it wouldn't last. Rumors were flying around the valley among traffickers and law enforcement that Panama was crooked. So federal investigators set up a sting. They attached a tracking device to 10 kilos of coke and then enlisted a local madam to smuggle it. She contacted Panama to protect the load on the highway. They were arrested in December 2012.
That was going to be the last bust, and that's it. And the feds, of course, made sure of that, right? But I'm glad they did. I'll admit it. The unit was out of control.
Jonathan Trevino got 17 years in prison. The other eight squad members received 10 to 14 years. Last July, Sheriff Lupe Trevino, who maintains he never knew his son's squad was breaking the law, was sentenced to 5 years in prison on a separate conviction. He admitted taking $10,000 in illegal campaign contributions from a drug trafficker known as the Rooster, with ties to the Gulf Cartel. After the Panama unit imploded, the Mission Police Department and the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office instituted polygraphs, background investigations, and more oversight to keep their officers clean. Inside the dormitory-like prison, Jonathan Trevino spends his time working out, playing cards, emailing friends, and taking classes. He says when he's released, he'll go home to the valley. He wants to speak to police cadets to warn them of the consequences of going bad.
And I want people to know that I'm human, and I didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a corrupt cop. This is something that happened after years of my career started, and it was a combination of temptation and greed, and I let it get the best of me.
You'll get away with it for a while and think you're on top of the world, Trevino continues. Then you'll get caught and they'll send you here. John Burnett, NPR News, Loretto, Pennsylvania.
In the final part of our series, Buying Votes and the Business of Politiqueras. Listen for that tomorrow on Morning Edition.